This poem was shortlisted in the Plough Poetry Competition 2024, and it was subsequently published in Clarion, issue 2, and it's called Six Children. They lie on stone ground, eyes closed. Boy, girl, 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 boy. Small words. Don't be distracted by the red cloth torn and stretched behind them, or the stone's red flecks. See the turquoise fleece cradling a boy's cheek, the furthest child on the right. He snuggles up to it as if it was his blanket, comforter, soothing the scorch marks on his forehead, nose, and cheeks. All their faces are terracotta, clay-baked, left too long in the kiln, blackened in places. The child second to the end on the left has her face turned towards the boy next to her, as if he's her little brother. Look at the walled shell of her ear, her dark hair drawn back from it so she can listen to him. But he's dreaming, a flutter of fringe on his forehead. The two girls in the middle also lean into each other as if they fell asleep mid-whisper. The ponytail of the one on the right cushioning her head. And how her friend's face is scored in black, as if someone has drawn a burnt bridge between her eyebrows, a line going up in a hump, and how this doesn't make her look surprised. That leaves one child, her pink dress ruched around her neck, her head tipped back so her chin juts upwards. Hard to see her face beneath the smirch and burn. Someone's charcoaled in her eyes, her nose, and something's awry just beneath the flat, wet fall of her hair welded to her skin. Something's concave where the curve of her forehead should be, where part of her skull is missing. These words will not look away. Lift the cloth up now over their faces.